Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, is this Tia?
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hey, welcome to Gem and Friends. I'm here with my friends Curtis and Mark, and we're so excited to talk to you today.
Thank you.
You are hilarious, and following you on Instagram is like a little comedic break in my day.
Aw, thank you.
No, I need to be thanking you. You do have so much fun, and you just keep it so real with you. All
of
your
whole thing.
Millions of jobs with parenting. I love it.
Aw, thank you. I really appreciate that.
So how do you keep it real? Because we got to keep laughing at ourselves or else we'll be too stressed out with all the things we're trying to juggle, right?
That's the point. You know, everything that I do, I always like to have fun with it because life is hard. You know what I mean? So if I can add some type of humor to my day or at work, then I know that I'm in a good place. So
well, and I love that.
That's my motto.
Because we've been following you for so long in your life. I mean, all of us were talking about it before we got you on the phone here to say, like, gosh, we feel like we've been growing up with you.
I know. It's crazy how long, when I actually think about it, it's crazy how long I've been, you know, in the public eye. I've been doing this ever since I was a little girl, and I'm just so appreciative that I'm still doing what I love to do, you know, and this business, it's hard. It could be fickle at times. And so, you know, with that said, I'm just very appreciative and grateful for where I am with my career and what I'm doing. I love what I do. I love my job. So when people are recognizing that and supporting me, it just makes me happy. So thank you.
Tia, you mentioned that you've been doing this for over 20 years now. How did you navigate the waters of being a teen star now into an adult, you know, star and involved in a lot of charities? Still, you got your Netflix show, but you managed to get out of that teen phase pretty much unblemished. What kept you so grounded?
I would say my parents. My parents, you know, I'm an Army brat, so, you know, they were in the Army for years, and I really feel like, you know, when they were in the Army, it instilled certain values that they have, and they implied those values on me. So, you know, it's all about authenticity. It's all about integrity. It's all about character. So my parents raised me with that perspective. Yes, Hollywood is amazing. It's great. And, you know, we had our own television show at such a young age, and it was very successful. But that wasn't what was really important for my family. It was all about making sure that we continue to, you know, grow up and be normal and normal kids. When we got home, we were kids. When we were at work, it was work. They really knew how to differentiate the two, and I really feel like it benefited us.
So, Tia, if you could
myself
look back at that teenage self, what advice would you give to 16-year-old Tia?
I would say, you know, don't worry about anything. If you're true to who you are, if you work really hard, and if you go after your passion and your dream, you know, don't worry about anything. You know, when you're young, you're always worrying about what your future is going to be like. Am I going to get married? Am I going to have kids? Am I going to have a successful career? If you surround yourself with the right people, have a great support group, and work hard and be true to who you are and do what you're passionate about, I feel like no matter where you are in life, you'll find some sort of success. So I would tell my 16-year-old self to just not worry so much, you know.
Yeah.
Things will work out in the end.
So Tia, you're very positive. You're a big influence on social media, and we've all grown up before the invention of Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Social media can be very mean. What do you tell, especially with as many followers that you have, and you're in the public eye, what do you want to tell our audience, those that, you know, the trolls that come after people? How do you handle it?
You know, I'm still, if I'm being authentic in myself, I'm still, you know, trying to navigate myself through that. There are certain things that if they say, I will speak out about it, especially if it has to come down to my children who have no voice to, you know, protect themselves. So I end up becoming a little bit like Mommy Bear or Mama Bear.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the coolest thing about social media is they do have some sort of programs where they are starting to protect people. Like, you can turn the comment section off. There are certain words that trigger you. So say, for instance, I hate fat shaming. I just do not like that at all, or body shaming. So I will put in certain words within my social media outlets, and I won't be able to see those words,
awesome.
Which is amazing. So I feel like we have moved forward in some kind of way to help protect, you know, bullying online, because that's basically what it is. But yeah, I think, you know, the advice that I would give is just focus on the positive, because, you know, that's what's going to fuel you to have a great day and just continue to be a better person. So just focus on the people that are saying positive things and speaking into your life, as opposed to being negative.
And Tia, you are teaming up with Walgreens for something that really caught our eye, because here at Jen and Friends, we love teachers, and we're actually about to throw a teachers only happy hour so they can get together and party together. Yeah. So no parents.
Oh my gosh.
You know, no parents allowed, no students, no administrators, only teachers hanging out with each other. So
That's awesome.
We feel the same about teachers that you do. Can you tell everybody what you're teaming up with Walgreens to do?
Yes. So, you know, I have two incredibly, you know, wonderful children. I have a son named Cree who is 8 years old and who will be going into the third grade. So right now our household is definitely in that back to school mode. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I truly appreciate, you know, the role that teachers play when it comes to shaping and building our children. So I'm very excited to have partnered up with Walgreens, who they are stepping out to support our teachers all across America with the We Teachers program. And this is a program that was launched by Walgreens in addition to an organization called Me to We. And the program is all about providing free resources to these teachers' classrooms all across America. But not only that, one of my favorite components about the program that I just get so excited about and just to share is they are launching a free online course or program where teachers can learn more about the difficult social issues that tend to arise in classrooms, such as bullying, mental health, or youth violence. So I really believe that this program is going to have a huge impact on our classrooms all across America. I think it's also important to note that, you know, teachers, they do so much for our children, that on average, most of them spend $500 of their own money to stock their classrooms to help, these students succeed. So to show their commitment and to show their appreciation, Walgreens is launching the We Teachers Award, in which teachers, parents, and students can nominate a teacher for a $500 gift card. They're giving away 500 of these gift cards,
awesome.
Which totals $250,000, which is just so amazing. So go out there, nominate, you know, a teacher that you feel that is going the distance.
Oh my gosh, that is so helpful, because they're spending $500 of their own money, which they don't have enough of anyway. Right?
Exactly.
We need to pay teachers more money, and they're
yes.
spending their own money on our kids. So this is an awesome program.
Yes.
And
it really is.
If I want to go nominate one of my kids' teachers, where would I go to do that?
You would go to walgreens.com/me-to-we. But not only can you support the program by nominating a teacher, you can go to any Walgreens in your area and pick up some back-to-school supplies, or you can just go to a cash register and give a cash donation. A little goes a long way, but you know, this is very dear to me because I have two teachers that I remember till this day who have really helped shape me into who I am. One is Mrs. Smallwood, who was my third grade teacher, who taught me how to, because I had insecurities, you know, while in the classroom. I was afraid to ask a question or, you know, raise my hand, and she pulled me aside, and she was like, Tia, it's okay to not understand, you know, everything, and it's okay to ask questions. And then I have had an incredible professor, Dr. Banks, at Pepperdine University. I'm a psych major, so one of my first classes was a freshman seminar class, and it was basically like stepping into a therapist's office.
Wow.
And so I wouldn't be who I am today if it weren't for, you know, those two incredible teachers.
Oh, that is so awesome. I love that you're giving back in this way. So special.
Yeah.
And to lend your celebrity to something that serves others is just awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And we can't let you get away without asking about your sister.
I know. She's doing great.
She is? Okay.
She's doing great. The kids are doing great. I just talked to her last night. We're always trying to find ways to get the kids together where, you know, the holidays are coming up. We have Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. So they're definitely going to be joining us for Thanksgiving dinner. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And what other projects do you have in the works? I know you're on Netflix right now.
Yes, I'm on a Netflix show called Family Reunion. The first part has launched now. So go out there, binge watch those first 10 episodes. The second part will be coming out at the end of the year, and then I've just finished shooting a Christmas movie for Lifetime called A Very Vintage Christmas, so look out for that on Lifetime.
Awesome.
And then I have a YouTube channel called Tia Moore's Quick Fix. Check that out every Friday,
gosh.
New episodes.
I love it. And y'all, seriously,
thank you.
You have got to follow Tia on Instagram. She is hilarious. My favorite one is asking you, how do you balance working and motherhood? And you're like pumping while answering the question. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's how I balance. It's called multitasking, okay?
Amen. I love it. Well, so great to talk with you. Thanks for all you're doing. And we're going to get the word out for this really awesome program for teachers. You're amazing.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.